Our guest in the cafe this morning is Enola Gay Matthews, host of the morning program on KSST Radio in Sulphur Springs. Good morning.
Good morning.
Been wanting to get someone from Sulphur Springs and Enola Gay in particular for some time, so we're glad to have you with us.
Thank you. It feels awfully odd being in this chair.
I'll bet it does. On the other side of the microphone. Yeah, now turn about, as they say, is fair play. We're going to have Enola on the program from time to time to just talk about what's going on in Sulphur Springs because, frankly, we have not paid enough attention.
Well, Sulphur Springs loves your station.
Yeah.
And they love your students, and they love what you do over here.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. I'll tell you, I don't know how much traffic goes east from Commerce and Greenville toward Sulphur Springs, because we're so often going toward the Dallas area. But man, anybody who's been to Sulphur Springs in the last couple of years has to be extremely impressed with what's going on downtown Sulphur Springs. My goodness.
If you have not driven through our downtown area, you will be real surprised. It's different.
Well, it's always been, so downtown Sulphur Springs never declined in the way that a lot of downtowns have in smaller communities in Texas and all over the country. So it didn't go down as much as some. It was always, it was a pretty strong component there. But wow, is it ever nice. And it's been remodeled and refurbished. It's just beautiful.
Talk about a facelift and more. And really, when you come in, you'll find the streets are narrower and the sidewalks are wider.
Mm-hmm.
It's really geared towards foot traffic in downtown Sulphur Springs. Now you may think, wow, I drive awfully slow down here, and then going across the square, I'm just creeping along. Well, it's very safe for those who bring their children or those who are crossing streets. It's a little slower for the car traffic, but you'll eventually get around the square and go on to where you are headed.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots going on Celebration Plaza. It's our new branded name, and each of the streets leading into the square, lots of restaurants, wineries,
right,
places to shop.
Right. I don't think there's an open building down there, is it? It looks like everything is, at least on the square itself, it looks like everything's occupied and doing very well.
Pretty much so, John Mark. There's a couple of buildings who are already taken, but they're getting ready to move in,
mm-hmm,
like a bakery.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have a little splash park area there for the kids.
There's never a shortage of kids in that water feature.
That's terrific. And then at night, in the evening, they have it lit with colored lights. And so it's beautiful.
It's just beautiful
to look at. And the kids obviously having a great time.
And you haven't asked about our famous, world famous glass loo.
Well, I'll let you talk about that.
Oh, I think
and they got a lot of attention.
Yeah, like a lot of attention. Well, anyway, I said I wouldn't talk about them, but I thought that you would bring it up.
Well, I will now. And this is the it's a restroom.
Two of them.
Yeah, on the square down there, and it's like a little glass cube, and of course people can see out, but people can't see in.
And that's the novelty. We're just like monkeys looking in, looking out. But you really don't even see them. They're very unobtrusive on the square.
Right. Yeah, I think that's really interesting, but I was not as fascinated by that as a lot of people seem to be,
mm-hmm,
because, clearly, I mean, it's an attractive thing, but, you can see out, but you can't see
mm-hmm
in. But I know it has attracted a lot of traffic.
It definitely has, and people come here just to Sulphur Springs just to see that.
Really? That's amazing.
That's what I hear.
Well, Enola Gay Matthews is our guest, and she's the host of the morning program on KSST Radio in Sulphur Springs. Let me get back to Sulphur Springs in general. Another thing that's going on over there, and it has to do also with the downtown, but not just the downtown. You're a singer. Besides being a radio personality, but a lot of musical venues over there in Sulphur Springs now.
You are so right. Even down on the plaza, there's a stage, and usually every Saturday night there's live music there. That's free. In the wineries, there's different acts, different bands, various, even buskers on the side of the
mm-hmm
corners there.
Mm-hmm. Playing live music,
uh-huh,
on the,
that's right,
on the street. There's a new musical performance venue that opened a while back, I believe.
Well, and it was downtown and has moved off the square. But speaking of live music, in our brand new City Hall, which is 100 years old,
But it's been renovated.
Right. And in that that extent, it's
beautiful building.
New.
Yeah.
The courtroom there has been used as a venue. Now will be its second time in August, I think on the 23rd. So an ensemble will be performing in there. And that's reminiscent of our courthouse, the district courthouse courtroom, which is on the second floor. When it was renovated several years ago, the balconies restored and the curved benches all in that courtroom. It has great sound, and lots of musical events were held in there.
Are you talking about the City Hall building now or the courthouse?
The courthouse.
Right, right.
In the courthouse before, now in City Hall.
Yeah, I can imagine both of those would be great. Well, listen, thanks for stopping in and for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
I have a lot more to tell you. Will you let me come back?
Oh, absolutely. We're going to insist, as a matter of fact, that you come back. Enola Gay Matthews is with KSST, the host of the morning program on KSST Radio in Sulphur Springs. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.